hurtful, although Alex Jones is more hurtful than helpful most of the time. Dalton Adair says, I think it was a calculated move on the part of Piers Morgan and his crew to thoroughly discredit the pro-property rights
immediately
position.
Books
they knew Alex
the
madman coming
and
well
makes him look like a conservative. He's not a conservative. He's not a conservative. I don't know what he is, except a conspiracy theorist.
Well, he's a libertarian in many ways. There's Glenn Beck talking about the gun control debate, the big explosion when Piers Morgan the other night attempted to interview Alex Jones. Alex had been stopped earlier in the day. This has nothing to do with anything for not taking off his shoes at the airport. Anyway, Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into Wednesday, the 9th of January, in our Talk Radio Review, which will focus in large part on the continuing, in part because of Alex Jones and his position among people. There is a lot of regard for Alex Jones more and more as time goes on. He was pretty involved in the Charlie Sheen thing. Remember that from last year? So now we have gun control front and center. Is there anything new in the debate? Well, we'll find out as we go through this hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in. Participate as you will at 888-302-3684. New number for the countdown is 888-302-DOUG. Here's more of that interview or debate or whatever you want to call it with Piers Morgan on CNN. He's got Alex Jones, who, by the way, was invited because he said on his program that Morgan ought to be deported because, among other things, of his views on gun control. So here's some more of that discussion.
Do you know what...
Do you have a bodyguard?
Alex.
Why do you have bodyguards?
I don't have a bodyguard.
Yeah, I've seen you on the news with them. Don't you want to protect your wife from hoodlums or you want to call the police?
Let me ask you this question.
Why does Dianne Feinstein tell 60 Minutes that she plans to try to take Mr. and Mrs. America's guns?
Stop talking over me.
You guys want to disarm all of America.
No, I don't.
Dianne Feinstein's bill does.
I don't.
Gun confiscation.
No, let me clarify for you. You don't seem to understand
what you're... First you register, then you confiscate. No. Always done the same.
Here's what the campaign on this...
Well, here, give me your little cue cards and I'll answer your question.
What was the weapon used at Sandy Hook?
I've already gone over that and already answered it for you.
We haven't talked about Sandy Hook.
No, again.
What was the weapon?
It's a 223 M4.
Right.
Again, but statistically, they're using very low percentage of shootings,
but
period.
Are you seeing
people wouldn't go swimming because the movie Jaws, even though great white sharks kill five people a year.
Alex.
You're trying to scare people.
Let me say something.
There's no metal shark in the water.
The same type of weapon was used in the last three mass shootings.
And Hitler used semi-autos to kill people.
Why would you
not? So did Mao.
Why would you?
Why is the government armed to the teeth against us?
Alex, I don't...
What about Fast and Furious?
Alex.
Why do our government ship guns into Mexico?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
Let's have a debate.
A false flag?
Alex.
To blame the Second Amendment?
I get accused.
Why'd they blow up Building 7 down the street here in New York?
I get accused when I get you guys on of talking over you, of being rude. I'm trying to be civil.
Yeah.
Right? You've got to try and answer some of the questions, right? Here's my issue for you. Why do people need, civilians, need an AR-15 type assault rifle?
Why I already said statistically they're used in a very low amount of the crimes. That's an FBI fact.
They've been used in the last three mass shootings.
Yes.
Why?
I'll tell you why. Because they advertise it in the media. Anybody knows that if somebody jumps off the Empire State Building, they put cops up there the next day because copycats come to do it again. The media hypes and hypes and hypes.
That's all the question.
Don't just commit suicide.
Alex, why do people
need this? Don't commit suicide by killing a bunch of kids. And here's the gun to use because it's the one the U.S. Army uses.
Why do people need them?
They need them to protect us from the number one killer in history. Government in the 20th century, university study out of Hawaii killed 292 million people. It's called democide. Google it, folks.
Do you believe everyone in America should have an AR-15 if they want one?
Statistically, where there's more guns, there's lower crime. Mm-hmm. The highest crime is in Bloomberg,
But you have the most
controlled
guns
areas
of any of the 23 richest countries in the world, and you have 12.
Well, America was born on guns and whiskey.
Right.
But it's true we're a violent society.
Right. So you
but statistically,
that America has the most
knives
guns
kill
and
three
the most
times
gun
more. Have you seen the FBI numbers? Knives, bats, rocks,
assault guns
kill many, many
assault
times more.
Alex, let's talk about the guns.
It's not the rock. It's not the knife. When a mother chops her kids up with a cleaver because she's on serotonin...
Tell me why I'm wrong.
Why don't you
want to
get rid of the drugs?
Because
they're half your sponsors?
Stick to the subject.
America's number one cause of unnatural death now is suicide.
Alex,
not automobile accident, not cancer.
Accuse me of attacking the Second Amendment of the Constitution.
I want to get people off pills that the insert says will make you commit suicide and kill people.
Alex, Let's get about to the second.
I want to blame the real culprit.
Alex.
Suicide pills.
Alex.
Mass murder pills.
Okay. So I heard and saw some of this yesterday. Listening to more of it now, I find it annoying. What do you think? And I'm not sure who I'm annoyed at, frankly, but I know listening to Alex, who has that approach sometimes, is there's nothing there. There's everybody's talking at each other or by each other, and there's nothing to be learned. Alex is performing and making a name for himself. More and more people are interested. I happen to like some of the things that he does, but I don't care for that style, and I wonder whether you do or not, because nothing comes of it. Okay, so maybe I don't even find it entertaining. I find it annoying. Well, what about you? 888-302-3684. And Alex is trying to make him and Piers Morgan the issue, and Piers Morgan isn't the issue, really, and Alex Jones isn't really the issue. The issue is, what do we do about these gun deaths? And the information Alex is presenting, in large measure, large part, is accurate. But the presentation, the yelling and the screaming, Morgan is an arrogant, we understand who Morgan is, not really qualified for the type of assignment that he has there at CNN. That's why he's being moved way back in an attempt to run out his contract. Alex taking advantage of the situation and speaking to his base, as Glenn Beck speaks to his base, as Rush Limbaugh speaks to his base, I guess as I speak to my base and others, whether they're politicians or whether they are people on the radio or television, they have a base. So, again, I don't want to make either of these two guys the issue because they are not. There are a lot of things that are going on in the gun debate. I was looking at Giffords' name. Gabby Giffords has taken to the streets to come up with a plan to take on the gun lobby, and we'll have some information about that in a matter of moments here on the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Ambrin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40. With no big change in lifestyle, Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your MaxPerks card, you get $43.98 back in MaxPerks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephants. Offer ends January 12th. MaxPerks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Line up in the queue, if you will. We'll get to your calls after we have actually quite a bit of talk radio input on all of this. We are also experiencing some of the input from talk television as well. Matter of fact, let's go back a bit to a recent conversation between Piers Morgan and Larry Pratt, who's the president of the Gun Owners of America. The two of them discuss Pratt's suggestion that teachers be armed as a way of preventing what happened at the elementary school in Connecticut.
Can you try and explain to me why you believe the answer to this is to arm teachers?
Well, the alternative is what we have seen, where people were reduced to waiting to be murdered without being able to do anything effective to protect themselves or the adults, to protect the children. So it seems so obvious that since we have concealed carry laws in all of our country now, people can get a concealed firearm, and yet we have laws that say that not in schools. And so in the very places that have been sought out by monsters, such as the murderer of these adults and children, we're saying, no, we don't want you to be able to defend yourself. It's better that you just sit there and wait to be killed. And we find that morally incomprehensible and deeply disturbing that the desire to defend life has been so cast aside into whatever political correctness views guns as the ultimate evil. Evil's in our hearts, not in the guns.
Where would the teachers put the guns?
People can carry firearms in a concealed fashion, do it all the time. Wait a minute.
So in a school full of 600 children, including 5 and 6 year olds, you would have teachers walking around armed, carrying the guns on them, where they may possibly fall and allow a 5 year old to pick it up and possibly misfire it. Is that your solution?
People are walking around with guns outside of schools all over our country, and we don't have those kinds of problems.
888-302-3684. Roger's listening in Eugene to KUGN. Hello, Roger. You're on the countdown.
Hi. I just wonder how, when the bullets start flying, there's going to be a guarantee that all the good guys just hit the bad guys and not hit innocent bystanders. Even in the military, we had a famous football player that got killed by friendly fire. So who's going to check afterwards, after it's all over, and figure out who got killed by good bullets and who got killed by bad bullets?
All right, so what's the solution to this problem?
The solution is not to have, you're asking me a question that they can't even answer in Washington, D.C. right now, and I don't have an answer. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like anarchy. Once the bullets start flying, you can't guarantee that you're going to just hit the bad guys.
Interesting point. All right, so thank you. 888-302-DOUG, the president and some of the officials from his administration meeting with the NRA on Thursday at the White House, among a number of gun rights advocacy groups, the NRA and the Larry Pratt, who is the Gun Owners of America we just heard from, are going to Washington.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And for those of you who are not familiar with this program, maybe listening for the first time, this is the same as a music countdown program, except we take the talk radio discussions and put them into order. Every weekend is a top 10 list that comes out, and we do a review each day, though. Monday through Friday, we take on one or two. In this circumstance, most of the hour is going to be devoted to the shootings and gun control, the discussion about that that continues, and people being killed in the country, all that sort of thing. It is amazing. I am never amazed, actually, at the number of people that come out and want to discuss this issue whenever it comes up. Here's Diane Sawyer talking to Gabby Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, about gun control and, as I suggested a few minutes earlier, the plan which will take on these people from the Gun Owners America, the NRA, Citizens Commission for Second Amendment, whatever it is, all these gun lobbies.
It was 2 years ago that a vibrant, passionate congresswoman met her constituents in a grocery store parking lot. In just 45 seconds, a young man with a semi-automatic shot 19 people, 6 dead, including a 9-year-old little girl. In the 2 years since, it's estimated more than 57,000 adults and 5,000 children have died from a gun in the United States, including the 20 children in Newtown, Connecticut, killed by a weapon that fired 6 bullets a second. Last week, Giffords and Kelly went to try to console the families.
The first couple that we spoke to, Dad took out his cell phone and showed us a picture of his daughter, and I just about lost it. You know, how did we get to the point where 85% of the children in the world that are killed with guns are killed in the United States? That is a sobering statistic. 85%.
So that's what changed for you?
Yes.
You told me before when I said, are you angry? You said no. It's life. Do you still feel that way?
No.
Do you get angry
sometimes?
Yes.
It's complicated.
They say it is now time for action, common sense change, led by gun owners, too.
You have a gun.
Yes,
you still have a Glock.
Yes.
Gabby and I are both gun owners. We are strong supporters of the Second Amendment.
So it is the common sense consensus you're going for.
We are, and I think most gun owners are in the same camp with us.
So their group is called Americans for Responsible Solutions, and it will become a political action committee to spur Congress on questions of mental health, high-capacity gun magazines, and background checks on purchases of guns.
I bought a gun at Walmart recently, and I went through a background check. Why can't we just make it more difficult for criminals and the mentally ill to get guns?
But the NRA would say to you, they can get them illegally.
I don't agree with that. The gun lobby even opposes a gun purchaser being checked against the terrorist watch list. I mean, doesn't that seem like a common sense thing to do?
But they made these arguments. The only thing that stops a bad guy is a good guy with a gun. If there had been somebody with a gun there in that parking lot with Jared Loughner.
There was. There was somebody with a gun, other than Jared Loughner.
He says there was a man nearby who had a gun in his pocket, but almost accidentally shot the hero.
Nearly shot the man who took down Jared Loughner by a good guy with a gun.
All right, so you get the picture here as it's shaping up more and more. This is a new wrinkle that's come in this week. Former Representative Gabrielle Giffords and her husband launching this political action committee, a 501c3, which is aimed at curbing gun violence. The discussion with Diane Sawyer there. And this is the week of the anniversary. Actually, interesting, in Tucson, residents rang some bells on the moment that this man using the handgun with an extended magazine opened up fire on Giffords and the other people at the Safeway supermarket there. This 19 times the bell was rung, one for each of the victims. 28 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Chaps take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavorful tea, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Berries, creamy, rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at OfficeMax. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
After the hour, second half hour of today's discussion about what's going on in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented sort of political talk radio. The gun control debate continues, fueled by this new 501c3 formed by Gabrielle Giffords and her husband Mark Kelly. Here's Tony in Kingport, Illinois. In Tennessee, I guess, Tony, you're in Tennessee. So how do you see the discussion, the debate? Piers Morgan is front and center on it, and so is Alex Jones. Everybody wants to get in on the act, so I'm happy to listen to you, and so is the rest of the world listening to the countdown.
I simply wanted to say that a gun is an object, and it's not responsible for any of the acts of a mentally ill person.
Okay. We agree. We all know that that's the case. Anybody who's got any brains at all knows the gun can't do anything by itself. The other side of the coin is the availability of things and the reality as to whether you like the NRA or not, whether you like Wayne LaPierre or Larry Pratt from the Gun Owners Association. It doesn't make any difference if you like Alex Jones. All of that stuff is immaterial. It becomes an interesting part of the discussion, but at the end of the day, you know and I know that once Vice President Joe Biden's new gun control task force, and that's really not fair because it isn't a gun control task force, although that's really what they're aiming at. They're supposed to be taking a look at all of the things that are a part of this. That is the violent videos, the state of drug usage by people, young people, especially in our country. All those things are part of the charge from the president. But you know and I know that these gun safety organizations and the gun owners associations are going to go back and forth, and the real issue is going to get drowned in all of the noise. That's what's going to happen. The noise that comes from Morgan, the noise that comes from Alex, the noise, it's all noise. Not that there's no criticism here coming from me. But although I was kind of upset because Alex is a pretty smart guy, and I actually like listening to him, but just to yell and scream, he's puts himself on the same level as Morgan, who's basically a clown.
Very true.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a big, these guys, it's interesting also, Tony, thanks for your call. It's interesting to note that guys like Beck and Jones have huge, huge internet following. And one of the reasons for that is because a lot of the radio stations don't want to get involved in the controversy anymore. You know, they say, well, we're going to put this good show on or that good show on. There are people that really like listening to Alex Jones, but most of the mainstream media won't touch him because he gets off like he did there, and they find that his positions are untenable to the advertisers. Because you think there was a problem with Rush Limbaugh last year and what he said about that woman, Miss Fluke. Can you imagine what the radio stations would say if they had a steady diet of Alex Jones? And that's too bad, because there are a lot of people who want to hear him, and they're finding him on the Internet, which is kind of sad, because we'd like to have those shows on the radio as well. Anyway, as I've said, that's not really the issue. 888-302-DOUG is the phone line, toll-free. Miss Giffords and her husband wrote in an opinion article published in USA Today that the Americans for Responsible Solutions initiative would help raise money to support greater gun control efforts and to take on the powerful gun lobby. They wrote, quote, achieving reforms to reduce gun violence and prevent mass shootings will mean matching gun lobbyists and their reach and resources. They said they're going to raise the funds necessary to balance the influence of the gun lobby. That's pretty much what happened after Brady was shot in the Reagan assassination attempt, remember? And his organization, or his family's organization, have gone to great lengths, and they have influenced the so-called Brady Bill. It influenced gun control to a large extent. Now there's another, and Giffords, people listen to her in Congress, people in public places, they're going to listen to these arguments, and they're going to take action based on it. 888-302-DOUG. Here's Joe Bartlett talking to Richard Aborn, who's the president of the Citizens Crime Commission in New York, about the shootings this past year, including the one in Aurora. One of the reasons Mr. Aborn is being interviewed is because he said Congress's indifference to gun violence is, in fact, a national crime of its own.
I was intrigued by the statement that you released after the shooting that said more Americans were killed by gun violence last year than all American troops who were killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Congress's continued indifference to gun violence is a national crime. That's astonishing. And there seems to be no initiative now, even after the events of Colorado.
It is astonishing, and I'm very happy you're focusing on this. Americans have been lulled into believing that the war against gun violence has been won in our country, and it hasn't. We are losing young men at astonishing numbers every single day. It is indeed a national crisis, and we need to respond at the national level, and I don't know what it takes to get the attention of Congress. They just ignore this issue, and let's be honest and realistic, and they ignore it because, yes, the NRA is powerful, and they like the contributions, and they like the votes that they get. So we need to break the grip of the NRA on Congress, and I think the way we do that, I think the only way we do that, is to, A, rebuild the coalition that we had when we passed the Brady Bill and the ban on assault weapons, and I was head of the Brady campaign when we did that, so I know exactly what happened there. And secondly, and equally importantly, we need to reach out to gun owners, because gun owners and the NRA are two very different groups. Most legitimate law-abiding gun owners are abhorred at the amount of violence out there. They hate the fact that guns are being used, and they also want to see something done. So the gun control movement has to align itself with gun owners and take that coalition to Congress and say, now is the time to act. Stop listening to the NRA. They do not represent the American people.
I think that's true. We hear from a lot of those folks here on this program, and I'm sure you listen to them on some of the programs you listen to during the day. This is the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, available at 888-302-3684. Get to a number of your calls in a matter of moments. As a matter of fact, here's an excerpt from a radio program hosted by Ton Meneses, who talks to one of his callers about whether there ought to be a revival of the assault weapons ban.
Hey, Greg.
I want to make a couple points. First, and I don't know the correct quote by Thomas Jefferson, but he said that protecting our freedom depends on a well-armed militia.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of those crazy militia people. Maybe let me get that out first. But the point that he was trying to make is that we need to have, when a government gets too big and starts taking away our freedoms, our citizenship needs to be able to rise up and take back the government. And they need to be able to have the same type of weapons that the government's army has. And right away people say, well, Jefferson and the forefathers did foresee having the type of automatic weapons that we have. No, but the same type of flint long rifles that the the army of a colonial period had, were the same type of weapons that the everyday farmers and the citizens at that time had. So that's the same reasoning why I think an AR-15 or an AK-47 should be made available to the public. If our government starts to get to the point where they're taking away more and more of our freedoms. And the other point that I'd like to make is...
Craig, do you honestly think it will ever get to where the government takes away guns?
We're getting close to that. We're losing more and more of our freedoms. And if we get to the point where we're getting to a financial catastrophe and Europe starts to fall and things go into chaos here, the government could start to take more and more things over. And another quote Jefferson said was, if this government fails, it should be replaced by a new one, that works. From time to time, tyrant, it should be replaced with freedom is fed with the blood of tyrants and patriots or something like that.
888-302-3684. We'll take some of your calls on gun control and related issues. It's interesting that the state of Illinois, through its attorney general, has asked an appeals court, a U.S. appeals court, to reconsider a decision to invalidate a state law that prohibited people from carrying loaded guns outside their homes or businesses. The discussion continues. The number of people joining these gun lobbyists, the NRA and Larry's Gun Owners of America, has jumped like 90%. They're raking in the money, and they're playing. The people that are helping them the most are the guys like Joe Biden and Barack Obama. In fairness to the new gun, I call it the Gun Control Task Force, the Biden group is also meeting with representatives from the video game and entertainment industries, as well as victims groups, gun safety organizations. The White House is considering, though, the first thing they're talking about is stricter gun laws. They haven't talked much about mental health or at all about violent videos. So that's all part of the mix and part of the discussion as we continue here on our daily review of what's hot in the talk radio countdown world.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands and unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted at a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com. As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation
Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-filable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
888-302-DOUG for Doug Steffen. You reach the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Spend a few more minutes on gun control and then talk about some of the new picks for cabinet positions. The news today highlighting the death of a Tulsa, Oklahoma woman who was killed. She's killed. She kills her twin boys or somehow or other. They were killed. And more as this headline stuff gets people worked up, as well people ought to be, because there's so many people getting shot. Here's Mark in Pennsylvania on the NRA.
As much as I enjoy my gun rights, I don't totally agree with Wayne LaPierre. As a matter of fact, I stay out of the NRA because it's more political than protecting my rights, in my opinion. But I do feel that these outlandish attacks on gun owners and our enjoyment, I mean, they want to get rid of assault rifles. Well, I have to say that, you know, a bolt action and a semi-auto rifle are two totally different weapons. When I go out and shoot, I enjoy shooting, you know, with a semi-auto, so my shoulder doesn't get broke. You know, I'm not a hunter, but I do enjoy shooting. I do enjoy protecting myself, having the right to, but that's my responsibility.
Okay, that's a familiar ring. Here's a Manny in California with a focus on what he thinks the problem is.
There are a lot of these youngsters who don't have the capacity to think that life is not an accident. It isn't a joke. They seem to take it like that with these video games that became obsessed with them. We had a killing over here just in Sacramento not too long ago, just last week, where the security officer that shot one of the men had said that the fellow that would pull the gun, the youngster had pulled the gun, he was in a prone position like he was inside one of those videos. You know, that seems to show us right there just exactly what's going on with the minds of our children right now.
I think maybe, sadly enough, sir, you may be right in many cases. 888-302-3684. Let's listen now to Jim in Michigan with a focus on the ban.
If we're going to ban assault weapons and these large things they use, all bullets they carry, there's already thousands and thousands and thousands of them on the market now that people own right now. What are you going to do, go house to house and take the assault weapons away? I mean, it'd take 100 years to get, you know, to get started. So thinking about buying a new one. I don't know. There's so many. Look at the drunks that are killing people with cars. I mean, it's the people, you know.
No question about it, sir. We're trying to find new wrinkles to this, and I think we've got a number of the old ones here. So let's move on to the president picking various new cabinet positions. That discussion in a moment on the Countdown.
You
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at UtopiaSilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Moving up, up, and away in a beyond way to the next item of interest here. The headline screen this week, fight looms over defense pick. Choice of GOP's Hagel seen as controversial within his own party. The president announcing his choice for two major national security posts this week. Chuck Hagel, a former Republican senator and a Vietnam veteran, is the pick for Secretary of Defense, has been the one that has created the most hoopla and discussion. Matter of fact, here's an excerpt from a conversation on our Countdown affiliate, KFAB in Omaha, where Gary Saddlemeyer and host Roger Olson talked to the Heritage Foundation's Ernie Ishtook, who is a former congressman from Oklahoma, about the controversy building around Hagel's selection.
Some Democrat senators over the weekend have said they're worried. They don't really like him very much, and they're willing to give him a shot, but they're skeptical. Lindsey Graham is very skeptical.
Lindsey's opposed. Graham's opposed.
Yeah, he's opposed to it, and it's a Republican. He's just a very blunt guy, Ernest. He said we should engage Iran, without preconditions. He says that he's had negative things to say about Israel, or at least he believes that that Hamas should be given the kind of international favor that comes with a country. He just has said blunt things that people don't like.
Yeah, I totally agree. But unless they could muster enough to do it on a filibuster. You don't expect in this political environment, you don't expect that many Democrats to oppose right. President Obama. That's the key right there. So they have been in cahoots on just about everything they do. And, I don't think this is the type of thing where Democrats would say, well, it's about time that we showed some independence from President Obama.
No. But you think it'll come out? He'll come out of the committee okay, in your view, right?
Yeah, I think so. The approval of Chuck Hagel, I wouldn't say it's a done deal right now, but I'm just giving you my impression right here at the start.
That's going to be some interesting testimony. Well, it really is.
We talked about this earlier in the morning before you came on, Ernest. Usually it takes some sort of negative behavior to derail your confirmation. You talked about John Tower. Well, there was stuff about womanizing and boozing and all of that other stuff. When he was nominated by George H.W. Bush to be Secretary of Defense back in 1989, it takes that. You got to have stuff in the closet, I think.
I definitely think that's the case. And remember, with Hagel's credentials as a Vietnam veteran, and you've also got the nomination of John Kerry as Secretary of State, another Vietnam veteran, but albeit a controversial one with the Swift voting. So some people will get that mixed up a bit with, you know, two former Vietnam vets being nominated. But if nothing else, Hagel's proponents can say, hey, at least he wasn't a Swift boat Vietnam veteran the way that John Kerry was, with all that controversy.
Oh.
Hagel looks good by comparison.
Man, oh man, isn't this stuff interesting, huh? Let's move on to host Tommy Tucker with military analyst Jeff McCausland. They talk about why some of the Republicans and some of the Democrats have a problem with Hagel.
What's the problem with Chuck Hagel from both some Democrats and some Republicans? And ultimately, does that mean he might be the right guy for the job or the wrong man?
Well, I think the main things are two. And one is U.S. policy with respect to Israel. And Hagel at times has been criticized for making comments about the so-called pro-Israeli lobby in Washington, D.C., having an undue influence on the United States. In that context, he has been opposed at times to some of the sanctions that have been applied against Iran, has called for openly for negotiations with Iran, and has also said that he would be opposed to any type of military action against Iran. So that has angered many people who are strong supporters of Israel on both sides of the aisle. Second, in 1998, during the nomination of a openly gay individual to become a United States senator, then-Senator Hagel openly criticized the guy, saying being gay was an inhibiting factor that should be considered as part of that nomination. He has since recanted that and apologized for that remark, but that has raised opposition from many of the gay rights groups, particularly the Democratic Party.
How do you separate the comments about the pro-Israel lobby and policy? I guess because I think it's two different issues. First off, does the pro-Israel lobby have an undue influence on the Congress of the United States and the policy of the United States?
It certainly has an influence. I think it's a matter of interpretation whether it's an undue influence or not. I mean, obviously, there's an awful lot of voters in the United States who are very strong supporters of Israel and contribute a lot of donations to various Israeli groups. Certainly, they manifest that in the people they vote for who go off to the United States Senate and to the House of Representatives. You know, the AIPAC Political Action Committee in Washington, which is the American-Israeli Political Action Committee, is certainly one of the strongest, and everyone knows that. We just witnessed that during the recent election campaign when just about every nominee had to make a stop at the AIPAC convention to give a speech.
That's it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.